Your normal state is pure energy, but yet you still need a craft to travel in? J, in certain dimensions we do. The closer we come to the Earth, the more necessary it is for us to do this, because of the harmful aspects of your ozone layer and the various other pollutants in your planetary system. In order for the pureness of the energy to be maintained, there is a need for sealing it in such a manner so that the teleportation of it is not hindered in any manner, or interrupted. Whenever you want to work on this plane of existence, it can be done in several different methods, depending upon the project. Now, what I want to tell you is that in relation to the energy state, you do not need anything to work. However, depending upon the purpose or the mission, that is what determines the method used. Light, your pure light, pure thought, this we can work with from anywhere with no form, no shape. But when it is necessary to come into this dimension, be here, because of the existing planetary conditions, we must protect that energy state, in order for it to be properly used. For energy can be affected by what it touches, molecularly. Therefore, if we came in the pure energy state, that energy which we are bringing to your planet, which is so necessary at this time, would be changed molecularly. Even one molecule of change would make a difference, and would not affect the necessary change. Is that an explanation you understand? D, I'm trying to. This is why you would manifest a body? J, this is why you would manifest a body. This is why you would come in a ship. Because inside that containment the molecules of your atmosphere will affect the physicalness, but it won't touch the pureness of the internal energy. If you, 350, the custodians, come in an energy state, you will interact with the molecules in the air. Therefore, the existing negativity will interact with the pureness of the energy being brought, therefore changing that pure essence state. It is necessary to maintain the pure essence state. That is also another reason for Janice to be taken upon the ship, to have her vehicle taken upon the ship. The essence she returns to Earth with could be transferred to her from where we are. But in order for containment thereof to be fully realized, that must be done in her physicalness, because she is to return and live in her physicalness. D, yes, she has to be in a physical body on this Earth at this time. J, that's right. But the energy within her is not of the physicalness of this world that you live in. D, would that be because she is really one of him? J, she has been one of us. She has passed us. D, then in past lives, as we consider linear past lives, that's the only way I can understand it, she was one of you at another time? J, she is still one of us, but she is more than that. She is past us. She condescends to work with us. We feel honored to have her in our presence. D, that's very good. When most people see you beings, are you manifesting weight of the form you think they should see? J, I do not understand your question. D, okay. When other people say they have seen aliens, as we call them, or beings from outer space, they see them in different forms. J, because there are different aliens. D, I was wondering if all these air forms were just being manifested. J, they exist. They're not being. Psi, they exist. They exist just as you exist. The difference in them is the same as the difference between you and someone who is Chinese. D, that's what I've believed, but your type is different. J, we are an integration. Because of our development we are, taken from the freeway, 351, able to do the things that the others do. That is not our main purpose. The experiments are something they are highly involved in. D, and you not involved in that. J, not in the medical experiments. We are working at levels much past there. Janice was breathing heavier, experiencing heat. I gave suggestions that she would become cooler. The heat seemed to be an energy buildup that fluctuated. D, I know my questions must seem very simple, but that is the only way I can learn. So I hope you will be patient with me. J, words are getting in the way of our explanations to you. D, that's the only way I can understand. J, we understand. But to fully explain a process in words in your human terms is sometimes difficult. And the miscommunication of the intent or meaning is not fully realized, because of the limitations of your language. D. I've heard that many times from other people. J. We find it very interesting as to why you write your sentences out. I will use the word comical. It seems comical to us as to why you have to write out every little tiny word. In our communication we use one symbol, and that symbol can convey paragraphs and paragraphs of information. We use symbols to describe or give information, either in mental communication or in writing. Instead of writing a name for an individual on the graft, one symbol could tell what he does, what he has been doing, what his purpose is here on the Earth Project, and where he comes from, what type of environment. His history and function is in that one symbol. Other symbols describe the planet and star system the individual comes from. D. That's a lot of information enclosed in one. J. Some of these symbols are on the walls of the craft, and also in our books. D. Oh, there are books. 352. The Custodians. J. Yes, Janice was shown a book with this type of writing. And although she insisted she didn't understand what it said, she was told that she did understand. But only in a certain state of mind would she be able to interpret. This may help you to understand the difficulty we have attempting to communicate with you in the archaic and tediously slow method of spoken words. Especially when there are often no words for the concepts we are trying to explain. The entity then gave an example of mental communication through symbols. He said we do the same thing without realizing it, but we have not developed it to the point they have. For example, the symbol Christmas contains and brings to mind thousands of images: Christmas trees, decorations, presents, baby Jesus, nativity, Santa Claus, the colors red and green, bells, and on and on. The pictures and also the feelings that one symbol brings to our minds could fill pages and pages of writing. I had no trouble bringing other such symbols to mind. The analogy was a good one. It explained the reasoning for communicating in symbols and incorporating whole concepts in such a simple device. It is no wonder they have problems with, and often a lack of patience with, our tedious methods of communicating in written and spoken language. I returned to the question I had asked before he began his lecture. D. Then when these other people have experiences with aliens, they are not all seeing manifested forms. These are definite physical breeds, so to say, species? Yes, I tried to put these aliens I've been told about into different categories as to jobs they do. Now I don't know if that is possible or not, but I would like to ask some questions about that. For instance, the type of beings that we call the little greys. You said they are mostly involved with the medical experiments? J. At their level they are involved and they are helpers. Many people have misunderstood them. They have been blamed for many things. There may be those of them who would, taken from the freeway, 353, do that sort of experiments that you hear people talk of. However, there are also the beings working in the area of helping the human begin to withstand certain levels of energy. Because of the changes that must take place internally in an individual, in order for them to operate in the realms of energy to which the person you are speaking to, Janice, operates, there must be physical changes within her body. Otherwise it would disintegrate, and it would not be able to return to your dimension. Therefore the Greys and those of our brothers who are engaged in that level of work, would be considered much as your doctors are considered. In that they fix, reconstruct, maintain and do the sort of work mechanically. They are not involved in energy work as we are involved. The energy work they are involved in is simply to accomplish the mechanical changes within an individual. And actually when it is time for the change to take place. She was showing signs of discomfort again. D. Are you getting cold now? It seemed to be the opposite of the heat buildup. I pulled the cover over her again, and gave suggestions. D. Then they are the ones involved with the testing and these different types of things. J. Yes. Big breath. D. I've also been told of another one that resembles the Greys, but they are very tall with long fingers and long limbs. Are you aware of the ones I'm talking about? J. There are several breeds like that. I'm not sure which one you're speaking of. D. Well, I've been told they are very tall beings. And they wear robes, I believe. and have very long fingers, and long arms and legs? J. And what color, and what physical shape do you have of the face? Because there is a race of beings who are pure extraterrestrial beings, however they are tall and, 354, the custodians, unassuming people. And if you saw them you would think they look like giant versions of your people on Earth. However, they are not, they are extraterrestrials. D. I believe these others had different facial characteristics. And they have been seen mostly on the large ships. What we call the mother ships. J. Yes. If you are speaking of the beings on the mother ships, then I am understanding you. But when you say they are tall, there are several tall races. Many of these are the teachers. When the individual is working with a mother ship, there is a great teaching. They are past the level of the greys. They have moved up, in your language. D. Some people have observed them doing laboratory experiments, on a larger scale. J. Well, my familiarity with it is they are doing experiments in other areas. Areas of. When you get to the physics level. D. I have classified them as being more intelligent. J. Exactly. That's what I'm telling you. I said you have moved up the ladder, in your terminology. You would consider that as if you had graduated to another level. D. And there's another type that people have told me about. They appear to be more of an insect type, as we understand insect facial characteristics and limbs. Of course, this always disturbs the person whenever they see this type. J. If you will look at your planet you will see the same thing you are talking about. Go outside on your Earth and you look at your ants. Then you look at your grasshopper. Then you look at your worm. Then you look at your bird. Then you look at your bear. Then you look at anything. I could go on for endless, endless, endless. It is engaging in the same principle. The same life forces that operate on your planet operate here. In all these images that these beings come from, they are the same. It's the same. He had difficulty. The word is. The language is. Psi. D. What? Molecular structure or what? J. No. Comparatively speaking, what you are observing and what people on the Earth plane are observing are there, taken from the freeway, 355, different levels of the beings that are at work, or that exist, simply existing. D. But it seems to disturb the humans more when they see these insect type. J. Well, do you think that it does not disturb an ant when it sees you? D. Chuckle, I hadn't thought of that. Of course, we're much larger. J. Oh, ho. Oh, ho. Oh, you're very different from an ant. Physically you look rather strange to an ant. And you inspire fear in his heart when he sees your foot coming towards his head. I laughed, so you have the same principle. I'm trying to tell you the same principle is in operation. Exactly the same principle. D. But I've tried to classify them as to the work they do. And in my way of understanding, the insect types are more of a servant type being. Maybe I'm wrong. J. No, you're not wrong. D. In the way people have seen them, they more or less do as they are told. They didn't seem to have any initiative of their own. J. They are considered to be the workers. D. And other types seem to be presenting themselves one way, when they actually look like another. J. They can present themselves as anything they want to be. If they want to be a cat, they are a cat. And individual humans that work with us come to know this, and therefore there is a very different manner of interacting, because of the fact that individuals come to recognize when this is taking place. So they honor each other. In that if it is necessary or needed that one of us come down and be a cat, then that's what we do. D. Would this explain? Some people call these screen memories. They think they're seeing something, and it's actually not there. J. That is one of the purposes, but that is not the entire purpose. Sometimes, as in Janice's case, because of their, 356, the custodians, high level at which she operates, and some of the projects in which she engages, in order to help with her re-entry, it is necessary to bring a physical object to her. And in her interaction with it she becomes grounded to your planet. D. This is why she takes her dog or her car? J. No, no, not at all. It has nothing to do with taking anything. You see, Sai, the physical body returning to your physical world must reintegrate. Reintegration is sometimes necessary to provide help to the individual. He again had difficulty with the words, because of the energy level at which that individual has been operating prior to reintegration, it is sometimes difficult to step that energy back down into the physicalness of your world. Therefore, in order to do that, it is sometimes necessary for that individual to interact with a special object provided by us. Therefore, it could be in the form of an animal. It could be in the form of a rock that the person is attracted to. When they begin to touch that, we, through that, reintegrate them into their physical reality. You should very well understand this. You bring people out of hypnosis all the time. It's much the similar principle in operation. D, I see. Try to be patient with me. I think as we continue to talk I will understand more. But in the beginning I am full of many questions that might seem very naive to you. J, you are a very wise woman, and I apologize for being abrupt. It's just that at this point I will have some place to be, and I want to get your questions answered. So I'm Min. D, a little impatient then. Abrupt. All right. I'll learn your personality too. Chuckle, I do have some questions I would like to ask you. And we can get on to them. J, if it is time for you to gain this knowledge it will be given. But please understand that anything that is not answered will not be because we have any disrespect for your work or your questions. It will simply be due to the fact that, in our manner of being, you must understand time, not your time, not our time, but all time. Because we are from a place that is past any time. Therefore, in order for us to, taken from the freeway, 357, come into and through the different times, it is very precise. Very precise actions, very precise moments, as you would consider them, moments of time. It can only sometimes take place at that one particular moment. If that second is one too soon, or one too late, everything has been changed. D, that's why you can't give me any information that I'm not ready for. J, it is important that you understand that. It is important that you know that some of this information will come. But it must come specifically, and it must come at a specific point in time. A specific point, not only in your time, but through time from where I'm operating to where you are. D, so I can only ask the question, and see if I can get the answer. These are some questions that my friend who is involved in UFO research asked me to present to you. I was speaking of Lou Farish, we will just see if Fu can answer. He wants to know how does genetic experimentation relate to cattle mutilations? J, holographically. Cattle mutilations are a subject of much concern to us. D, because they are perceived negatively here. J, they are perceived negatively on your planet. However, what you need to know is that, you may go out in Little Rock to your medical center, and you will see the same experiments taking place. And you are doing it to yourselves? So why should you be so alarmed that, for research purposes, you do the same thing to a cat and a dog, but yet when it is done at the level of cattle, then it, excuse me, freaks you out? Now these are not done for fun. He had difficulty finding the words, from an organ certain races are experimenting to reproduce things on their planet. Genetically a cell from the cow's liver could be mixed with that of a chicken's liver. And from that combination there can be a completely different sort of life form. Cattle mutilations have been lumped into one grouping. This is incorrect. Incorrect. Not all your cattle mutilations have been done by the Space Brothers. Some of them have been, 358, the custodians, done by highly developed individuals on your own planet, for purposes that are less than honorable. Janice displayed signs of discomfort again. She threw the cover off. She seemed to be trying to keep the temperature steady in her body. D, well, the people that are doing this experimentation with the cattle, are they a specific group of aliens? J, it is all in one whole. C, it is much as you are always saying, we are one. Aliens are all one, but we are all different, in the same manner. And we develop much the same as you develop individually. She began to experience heat again. I gave cooling suggestions. D, I know this is difficult for you, but it won't be much longer. Apparently it was only Janice's body reacting, because it was not affecting the entity speaking through her. He continued as though there had been no interruption. Jay, in the same manner that you develop individually at a different pace, so do the aliens. Therefore at what point they are in their evolvement, they are being allowed to do their experiments, just as you are. Because of the interaction between the groupings of them, we all fit into the whole. There is a definite, and this is an improper term for it, but you will understand it, hierarchy. It is an evolutionary process with them just as it is for the people on your planet, and as it has been from the beginning of your planet. So we have evolution, alien evolution. D. One thing people have asked is why they have to kill so many cattle? J. They did not kill them all. That's what I'm trying to tell you. All that has happened here is that it has been sensationalized, taken from the freeway, 359, to the point where the people who want to do this on your own planet can get away with it and blame the aliens. Much of it has been blamed on the aliens that the aliens did not commit. We do not come to harm. D. I can believe that, but still they want me to ask these questions. All right. In the last session the other being was talking about a deal, I suppose you would say, that had been made with the government. Do you know anything about that? Because he said the government ended up betraying them. J. This is correct. D. Can I know a little more about how that came about? J. Sigh, and then reluctantly, well, there was an agreement. There was a point in your time where your government, because of what they called our power, sigh, had fear that we could or would or wanted to overtake and completely control your world. Now, we chose that time and capitalized upon that fear, however we did not mean to inspire the fear. That does not mean that we are not here to use every and any means that are available to us, in order to cause mankind to stop it. Stop it. Stop it, mankind. Do you not realize what you're doing to your universe? So what I'm trying to explain to you is that your government became afraid of us. We saw that as an opportunity to make a deal with them. However, we had no intention of overthrowing your planet, but we got their attention. And once we had their attention, of course, some things happened. Some accidents took place that gave rise to this whole scenario, in that we did have some accidents. And your government does have some information that some people are correct in assuming, with regards to the Roswell incident. You are familiar? D. Yes, I know about that. J. So meetings took place, and there was contact made that caused a truce in something that there never was a war to have a truce in. But we allowed that to take place. And we kept our part of the agreement. However, your government, 360, the custodians, did not keep their part of the agreement. D. That figures. J. What happened is that the more information and the more technology we shared with them, the more greedy they became. So that we saw the heart of man again. The worm turns, and we realized what we were dealing with. And our hearts became very full and sad, because we realized. Then it forced us to become subversive again. And that is not what we need in order to perpetrate peace on your planet. But it's the only way you understand. You cannot seem to deal with heads up, so to speak. D. With honesty. J. Correct. D. Then your people had contact with those in the government, and there are people in the government that know you exist. J. Very well. D. And communicate with you? J. Very well. There are people in your government much as Janice. D. What type of information was shared? J. Your stealth bomber is a result of it. D. Oh? Were there any others? J. There were others. D. I've heard it said that computers were a result of communication with aliens. Is that true? J. Big sigh, there were people who were already working on the computers. It was just a matter of speeding up. So we didn't necessarily give you the technology. You had already bought the idea of it from us. You bought the idea of it from us. The work had begun on it. So a sharing took place that speeded it up. The government was not involved to that end. That was not a part of what we were speaking of, the deal. D. I was thinking of a deal to give information. It seems to me that a bomber would be for a negative purpose. J. Well, you humans have the attention span of an ant sometimes. You know, the bomber does not have to be for, taken from the freeway, 361, a destructive purpose. If you would take the technology and apply it, you could use that as a springboard to learn how to do what we do. Until you know what you do with a bomber, how do you know what you're going to do with a spaceship? She sounded aggravated. D, I see. Then you feel the government betrayed you? J, she calmed down. Yes. They betrayed the agreement. Because, sigh, your government has supplied arms to countries all over the world. But the bomber was not for other countries. The technology was for this country, because this country was dedicated to peace. The technology of your atomic bomb was shared. Of course, your government is not totally to blame, because the technology was stolen and given to the wrong hands. That was our concern, that the wrong people would come into possession of this technology. And that has happened. So yes, we were betrayed. I'm not saying, of course, that your government was totally at fault. But when you make an agreement from where we are, there are no deviations. Maybe this was the reason why the aliens could not renege on their portion of the agreement, even though they saw it was being misused. But it would not keep them from being selective in future provisions of the agreement, once they discovered our deceit. D. As a result of this, are you still sharing information with them? J. To a degree. Not to the degree that we could. It is impossible. Softly, if they do this with us. Sigh. Then I don't see any justice. We are very sad to see the state of affairs. D. Then you have not stopped giving them all information. You're just not giving them as much as you were, or a different type. J. Selectively. There have been certain people, like Tesla, who could be trusted with what he knew. There are certain, 362, the custodians, individuals, like Janice, who can be trusted to do what is proper with the information she has. It is a matter of trust. So as far as the sharing of technology, we will not stop that. Because we are here to help, not to even make deals. It's you that want the deals. It's not us that wants the deals. D, but you still are not going to share the technology you could, because of this. J, exactly. Do I go and teach President Bush how to use the speed of light to transport himself? Forced chuckle. I will teach Janice. She knows. She can do it. D. Chuckle. But he couldn't be trusted with it. J. That's correct. D. Oh, I agree. But the man I am working with on this, he wanted to know more about that. He said that sounded more rational. J. What? I? D. The man that I work with on this type of information. There is one man that I share things with, and has never. J. We know him. We know this man. D. And he is the one who wrote these questions. J. What sounds rational to you? D. It's been said that the government was not the one who reneged on the deal. That it was the aliens. And he said, that doesn't make sense. J. Your government made it appear. You know, they are very good at this. It's as much as if you are very heavy and you want to eat 2 tons of ice cream. You will find a way to make that okay. So if you want to misuse our technology, you are going to blame us for your misuse. Because you're not going to sit and say, oh, I was bad. I did that. It is worse in America, really. D, that's what he said. How dumb can they be to think they can fool people who can read their minds? He laughed, but it was forced, not natural. J, this is correct. We were laughing, but it is no laughing, taken from the freeway. 363, matter. It saddens us. And we become very, very selective of the individuals that we share information with. To come to interact with the level you're talking to now, it takes a purity of the individual, the vehicle through which we're speaking. Do you understand that I am talking about energy? D, yes. I can understand, J, if you reduced her to her energy state, you would find not one molecule amiss. That is from her own doing. And from her own life. The way she has devoted herself and lived. Now, in also knowing that, you must understand that this being is past where we are, energy-wise. past here. Do you grasp what I am saying to you? D. I think so. Because I've worked with people who said in other lives they were at a higher energy level.